is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and he reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan special strategic and global partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said, both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोड मैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड ट्रेड प्रिफ्रेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
The Prime Minister affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Later, briefing media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation. Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Japan shares details of Mr. Modi's engagements scheduled for day two. A report.
On the second day of the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the members of National Governors Association in Tokyo. Following the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba departed for Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. In Sendai, the two leaders will visit the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Japan is aiming to reduce its dependence on imports. During the bilateral talks held yesterday, India and Japan launched an economic security initiative to promote supply chain resilience in semiconductors and other strategic sectors. From Sendai, after the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the SCO summit. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Tokyo.
The 25th Heads of State Council meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the two-day summit, joining global leaders for high-level deliberations. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic 270-kilometer Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH-44, remained closed for the fifth consecutive day today due to multiple landslides and flash floods triggered by heavy rainfall, leaving over 2,000 vehicles stranded and causing acute shortages of fuel, LPG, vegetables and other essentials across several districts. In Uttarakhand, efforts are in full swing to restore normalcy in rain and landslide-affected districts of the state. The worst hit areas are Uttarkashi, Rudraprayag, Bageshwar and Tehri are witnessing large-scale relief and rescue operations as authorities work round the clock to stabilize the situation. Yesterday, 5 people lost their lives while 11 are reported to be missing after heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts. Continuous heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely disrupted normal life. In Telangana, rescue and relief operations are underway in the flood-affected districts of Kamareddy, Nizamabad and Medak, where several colonies and villages they remain submerged. In Punjab, several districts are reeling under massive floods as water levels in Satluj, Bias and Ravi rivers and seasonal rivulets rose due to heavy rains. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing with the Army, NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police and several voluntary organizations working tirelessly on the ground. India has officially submitted its proposal to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games, marking a significant step in its ambition to bring the multi-sport event back to the country after two decades. In football, India have clinched the 2025 SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title in dominant fashion, overpowering Nepal 5-0 at the Chinglingthang Stadium in Thimphu yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.